Spotify has become so wealthy by preying on the musicians that use the platform to spread their music that even Congress is realizing it's gone too far. For those who are not aware, Congress is putting together a bill to help musicians. That's right, Congress is the good guy in this part. I still feel weird saying that. Members of Congress from New York and Michigan put together a bill trying to support a livable wage for musicians. Not live luxuriously, but just make a living. The bill introduced to the U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday, March 6th, titled the Living Wage for Musicians Act. I can't believe we've gotten this bad with how little streaming pays that this is the title that it has to be to present the issue. The legislation proposes the establishment of a new royalty fund that would pay artists directly, bypassing labels altogether. The bill aims to boost artist streaming royalties from fractions of a penny up to one penny per stream by way of a new fund. It proposes to fund the additional royalty payments in part by mandating the addition of a fee to every streaming subscription equal to 50% of the subscription price, an amount that would be set anywhere from $4 to $10. The bill would also establish a royalty cap for tracks that generate at least 1 million streams per month, with royalties generated by the tracks beyond that number to be divided among all artists. A good way to break that down: streaming royalties and payouts are so low that one penny is a massive jump up per stream. Significant. If you think musicians are making even close to a living wage off of their streaming rights and royalties off of Spotify, you are wildly mistaken. This is what this bill is trying to help curb. Another breakdown of the article says, the Living Wage for Musicians Act would tax providers' non-subscription revenues and add a small fee to the price of music streaming subscriptions. DSPs like Spotify, offering initiative music streaming services, would pass their tax revenues and royalties to a nonprofit collection and distribution fund that would in turn pay artists in proportion to their monthly streams. The bill includes a maximum payout per track per month in order to generate more sustainable income and a broader and more diverse set of artists beyond the world's most popular performers. If you're not Beyonce or Taylor Swift level, you're really not making that much off Spotify. By creating a fund that directly compensates recording artists and musicians, the bill will allow vastly more artists to achieve a living wage from music, enabling them to pay rent, raise a family, buy a home, and invest in their future. You know, those pie-in-the-sky dreams that your grandparents talked about and grilled you to death for not having by the age of 21. It's worth pointing out right now that Spotify is not the only streaming service out there, but it's by far the biggest proponent, as over 80% of all music being streamed to individuals through cell phone, PC, gaming system, whatever, is through Spotify. It's number one with a bullet. The problem with that, it also has one of the lowest payouts by a long shot. That's why so many musicians and artists are starving right now, and Spotify isn't doing a thing. It's great that two representatives from Congress are proposing a bill like this. This is something that has needed eyes on for a long time, and a bill that could get pushed like this would automatically help many musicians around the world and aspiring musicians and artists from fear of not being able to eat. The resolution, created in partnership with the United Musicians and Allied Workers Union, calls for economic justice and fairness in streaming. Fairness. I think that's an honorable goal. Keep in mind, we're talking about Congress and Spotify here, so curb your expectations. It's now time to break down a little math that the Hollywood Reporter article actually has a good layout of some of it. The report goes to say that streaming has grown to represent 84% of recorded music industry revenue, but that Spotify, the leading music streaming platform, only pays an average per stream royalty of 0.003 cents. If you're wondering what that is, that's less than a third of a penny, meaning an artist must reach 800,000 monthly streams to equal a full-time $15 an hour job. That's one artist. I would like to help reiterate something on this right now. If it's a band trying to make those numbers, let's take a band of four people. If that means after Spotify and the labels cut, they get that payout of roughly equivalent to a $15 an hour job after 800,000 streams a month, well, you have to multiply that times four to get that $15 an hour payout. That means that stream would have to make 3.2 million streams per month just to get that type of payout for four musicians to have a $15 an hour work rate. That's pretty bad. Keep in mind that Spotify gets their cut first. They take 30% of all streaming revenue and then give that 70% to the label, and the label divvies out whatever their contract relies on for the band and artist and what they should get. Contracts for bands and artists are not good, especially when labels are so demanding of as much money as possible. So they see no problem with the whole Spotify cut. And, you know, We'll take care of the artist some other way. It's not listed in the contract, but we'll take care of you. This is where it gets to more numbers now, because Spotify is obscenely wealthy as a business, and that was reiterated and proved at the end of quarter four, 2023. Some of you might be asking, how do you know how much Spotify made exactly? Because Spotify reported it themselves. One of the beauties of the modern age is that companies like this that are publicly shared have to report their financial reports and make sure everyone is aware of just how much money they made. So if you know where to go, you can find exactly how much Spotify made on their quarterly results at the end of the year even for 2023, which is what I did. Buckle up, we're going to show you exactly how much money Spotify made at the end of the year. There's a lot of math and numbers in something like this for a fiscal report. However, I can show you the meat of everything that matters in the operating results. As you see right here at the top of the screen, the revenue, which is the big number, how much money went through and was brought in by Spotify, is right here that I'm highlighting, 13,247. You're probably wondering, well, what does that mean? You have to see right up if here as well, in euro millions. So add six zeros to those numbers that you see on this first table. That means the total revenue for Spotify at the end of 2023 was 13 billion with a B, 247 million euros. Spotify is a company that really prides itself on being agile, working with the times, and reinvesting in itself through app integration, AI work. So it's not like they're just sitting on the money and raking it all in at all times. They're investing in themselves as well and paying for a lot through advertising and everything else you can imagine. That's where you go to the cost of revenue and how much they're actually putting out and everything that gets pushed back into the system for Spotify as a business. Remember, this is a for-profit company. Of course, they're going to have to reinvest in themselves. That means they spent 9 billion 850 million euros on themselves. That's a lot. And as anyone with a good accounting degree, an MBA, or really anyone that knows something about business, how you mark the profit is you take the revenue and you subtract all the costs and how much it costs to exist as a business, which is what they had to report on at the end of this year, as they do every year. That means our lovable green logoed Spotify made 3.397 billion euros in profit. And if you're wondering, well, how much is that exactly in US dollars? Because we don't know what the euro is over here. I admit I had to look it up myself. 3.397 billion euros equates to 3.7 billion with a B dollars in profit at the end of 2023. This is Dr. Evil levels of profit. And I just realized that Dr. Evil also kind of looks like the CEO of Spotify. A number like this is insane. Think about any company you know on the planet, and then realize Spotify does not have millions of employees like many other massive mega industries have, like Amazon, Apple. They don't have that many employees. This is how much money they're raking in profit by taking that 30% cut from all music and media made through Spotify, which now includes podcasts and audiobooks. We then get to Dr. Evil himself and some of the issues he's had over the past few years and why he's become the target of such negative publicity. You can't record music once every 3 to 4 years and think that's going to be enough. The artists today that are making it realize that it's about creating a continuous engagement with the fans. It is about putting the work in, about the storytelling around the album, and about keeping a continuous dialogue with your fans. Hence why he says you have to start making more music in order to actually make a living. You need to work harder. Do you see why I'm saying, of course he thinks that? That means he gets more money. He doesn't have to divvy out anything else, and he wants a bigger flow for himself and his employees and investors. Especially the latter, because boy, does Spotify have a lot of investors. There's a lot of gross behavior and discussion around Spotify when you get to the inner workings. Again, this is a company that is agile, thrives on innovation and rebuilding itself and expanding without understanding just how greedy they have become and how damaging they have been to the musicians they are trying to help with their platform. And it sucks to say this, but Spotify is not the only villain in this story, as the music labels are in fact sometimes worse. It's important to remember a few numbers coming from these Spotify annual reports, as reported by Forbes. One of the figures you need to remember is something that I touched on briefly. Spotify has been paying back nearly 70% of every dollar generated from music as royalties to rights holders who represent artists and songwriters. Not the songwriters and musicians themselves, the people that hold the rights. So while Spotify takes that 30% of all revenue from every stream, The label handles the rest. And the label gets to decide how much they're paying their musician, their band, whoever it might be, because that's the contract they offered. And a lot of struggling musicians will sign anything because they think the label is going to help them. Boy, is that not the case. The bill that was proposed is to help combat and get more money to the artists by bypassing the labels, who are a huge problem in this whole situation. This label proposed by members of Congress in New York and Michigan realized that labels are as big of a problem as Spotify. They definitely are, and they have to find a way to at least go around one of those while using the platform Spotify offers. There has to be some contingency for that to make sure musicians are being able to live under shelter. Spotify is not going to do that, and to be fair, that's not their job. The labels that are, in roundabout ways, the employers of these musicians and handling the rights and the ownership of the songs, they need to take better care. So if they could bypass the labels and get these people more money, okay then. The solutions, though, aren't always pretty. Before that, there's going to be a lot of backlash because there's a good chance this will not go through. As it says at the very end of the Billboard article that came out, labels and some artists also seem likely to oppose the cap in which the most popular artists share portions of their streaming revenue with the rest of the streaming pool. And labels, which have lobbying power through the Recording Industry Association of America, will also likely challenge the provision that would see artists paid directly from the fund rather than through the labels themselves. To break down what was pointed out by Billboard, there are lobbyists in this country that definitely are in the pockets of people in Congress, and you better believe they will find a way to make sure those Congress people vote down a bill like this so that the labels keep the money. And the labels have money to burn because they're spending it on themselves and not the musicians they're supposed to be supporting. So they will definitely have interest in making sure a bill doesn't get paid like this, because if musicians don't need labels as much, why are labels going to exist? That leads us to a few options. One, what could Spotify do? Well, they could give a bigger share to artists themselves and have a reserve for themselves, something kind of along the lines of what the bill is proposing. If they gave a 1% savings pocket, meaning out of that 30% revenue share, they took 1% to go directly to musicians and artists, the people that upload the music themselves, whether through a label or just off their own home computer, and made sure that 1% of revenue divided by stream, which is done automatically, don't think that's a hard thing to do, they would make sure they get that money. Spotify would not notice that money lost. In fact, people would probably praise Spotify to death, and more people would feel better about signing up for paid Spotify accounts. However, that would mean Spotify would not make as much money. And after making such a fiscal success of 2023, I can't imagine they want to slow down in 2024. And since Spotify are being put on the defense about this along with the labels, you better believe they're going to fight Congress on this. And there's a good chance they'll win. That continues on to what should labels do? As time has gone on, the music industry and many different genres and subgenres of music throughout the US and around the world are realizing people are now going to start reading contracts better and fighting for more. Some of these labels need to make sure they're offering better payouts from streaming and getting better incentives for people to sign. Once a band signs up, they don't care anymore. They have the rights to the music. And that means they can take all that money from streaming and not really have to push that artist anymore. If it's a one-hit wonder or just one fluke song, they get the rights to streaming for that forever. It's not a renewal thing where after 5 years, it goes back to the musician. So if labels try to be a little kinder and offer a little more in their payouts as a sense of competition to other labels, as each label is more or less its own individual business, they can try to compete with each other and make sure they get the artists by offering more. That way, artists and musicians would want to sign contracts with labels that know they're going to be taken care of. They also get to look like the good guy, the Samaritans in this, and actually show that they're caring about people. However, that's not what the music industry is all about, so that's a far-fetched dream. Finally, what can musicians and artists do? Well, there are ways, but it just requires more work. Websites like Bandcamp, even Patreon, offer alternatives. You can be a musician and just put yourself on these paid for sites and get the money directly. Bandcamp and Patreon get their cut, but it's not nearly as bad as Spotify and labels will have. For independent artists, this is a much better alternative than having to sign a contract that could doom you if you don't perform well enough or if you can't make ends meet off of Spotify's payout and then the label's cut. Finally, there are alternatives, not just Apple Music and Amazon Music, something like Tidal that offers higher quality. This is not a paid sponsorship either. I'm just trying to prove that More Than Spotify exists, and More Than Spotify has apps and integration for your program so you can hear music on the go, in the car, wherever. I chose Tidal because Tidal has much better payouts than Spotify. Much better payouts, and the subscriber pays the same amount. It might be worth time to switch, because if enough people drop their paid for Spotify accounts in unison, that would get Spotify to notice and try to do something, because even Spotify is aware of the negative press they have. Tidal's at the top, actually paying a cent per stream. You have Spotify and YouTube Music, and again, YouTube is a whole nother can of worms, right in the middle. Pandora, which is random and archaic at this point, and Deezer, which does not have enough of a platform yet for a huge audience. It's worth pointing out that Apple Music is supported by Apple. Amazon Music is supported by Amazon. Huge billion, possibly trillion dollar organizations. Spotify is Spotify. And you know what? They make that much profit at the end of 1 year, a 12% increase year over year. They can afford to triple their outpay to the label, and it still would not equal 1 cent per stream. Overnight, they could change it to make outpay triple of what they currently are at their rates, and it still would not make 1 penny per stream, and Spotify would still be raking in the cash. And finally, to cap this off, I do hope people realize just how tough it is to be a struggling musician or artist when you know you don't have the medium and platforms that many musicians had of yesteryear. You don't get the royalties and rights anymore as many others do. You have to fight for contract rights. You have to live on the road, all while Daniel Ek is getting this every week.
$100 billion.